now into a lightning round of our forum. Each candidate will have 20 seconds to answer. The question comes from Christine Trudeau for Mitchell Forbes.
What role should the city play in combating the opioid epidemic?
I think the city should be working with our community organizations like YKHC, and we have the PATC that's offering great opioid treatment. And so I think we should just be looking at also working with other state and federal bodies to get the funding we need to treat those issues. Thank you.
Thor Williams.
I think it's a big responsibility that the city become responsible for the opioid epidemic out here. I think our police department needed to become part of the Western Alaska Alcohol and Narcotics Team again so we can fight this issue, because it's a very big plight within our community and it's causing us a tremendous amount of pain and anguish.
Rodden Brink.
I agree with Mr. Williams on reconnecting the wanting to the Bethel Police Department and also improving connections with people that are going through the PATC program, how to re-engage with society. Thank you.
Christine, will you repeat the question next for Mark Springer?
What role should the city play in combating the opioid epidemic?
The power that we have is in the law enforcement area. Our police department needs to work closely with state troopers, with WANT, with the federal government, and I think that the city council needs to insist that this criminal activity be treated as what it is, as conspiracy and organized crime.
Richard Robb.
The role of the city is law enforcement, and that is our role. Other organizations should work on prevention and treatment, and in my day job, I help work on treatment with my role in behavioral health. I work with Mr. Williams here. We work on the opioid team, and that's the role of the health community. The role of the city is enforcement.
Lake Alverson.
I'm beside with Rick on this one. I think that our main primary role needs to be law enforcement. We need to leverage the partnerships that we can with other agencies. Additionally, I'd say besides law enforcement, we also have an ambulance service that deals greatly with this. So increased training and staffing there will help people who are affected by this.
Naeem Shabani.
I too would like to see a revamping of our police department to be able to help enforce some of the opioid crimes, and I'd also like to see the city work closer with the state legislature and see what preventative measures can come at the state level to help our community and our surrounding communities.
Next question comes from Kelly from the Delta Discovery, first for Richard Robb.
Okay. On the October 3rd ballot, will you vote to increase alcohol sales tax from 12 to 15%?
I personally will vote no. I think we tax alcohol at one of the highest rates I've ever heard, 12%. The problem, if we tax too much, it makes illegal liquor more affordable, and it also makes Anchorage liquor more affordable. I'm not advocating people to drink, but I would rather have legal sales than illegal sales. I think it's too expensive, we have illegal sales.
Lake Albertson.
I wrote that ordinance. Yes, I will be voting in favor of it.
Thor Williams.
With not knowing where that money is going to go, that additional resources to the community, I have to vote no. If I had better understanding where this money is going to be used in this community to help this community, I would vote yes, but at this time I'm going to vote no.
Kerry, will you repeat your question next for Mitchell Forbes?
On the October 3rd ballot, will you vote to increase alcohol sales tax from 12 to 15%?
Yes. I don't think a 3% sales tax increase is enough for someone to call a liquor store in Anchorage, deal with it, shipping it out here, and then picking it up. I also don't think that's a big enough increase to encourage illegal alcohol sales. 3% is change in the budget.
Mark Springer.
Yes.
Naeem Sabani.
I will be voting yes. I don't think a 3% increase is enough to change anything on either side of this issue. I think everything will remain the same. It will be a few extra bucks for the city, and it's really not much of a change.
Robin Brink.
I will be voting yes this coming October election, and regardless, there's going to be sales under the table, and an increase with the on team would be definitely helpful in the future endeavors. So I think the increase will not affect anything.
Next question comes from Teresa Cotsarellis for Thor Williams First.
One of the primary council roles is passing the city budget. What experience do you have with managing budgets?
I have 8.5 years of the city council budget. I was been known as the council budget person for the terms that I've been appointed to the city council. I enjoy the budget a lot. I try to find ways to save money for our community within the budget, but continue to provide adequate services within our community, and will continue to do that as I was elected as a council member.
Mitchell Forbes.
I don't have any council experience, so all of my budget experience is in the private sector through event budgets and stuff like that. But in the budgeting processes, I'm usually fairly skeptical about where money is being spent, and so not that I would be advocating for cuts everywhere, but I want the city to really examine where we're spending our money. Thank you.
Richard Robb.
Well, I have 8 years' experience in the city budget process. I've gone through the process 8 times. I've seen the good things and the bad things about it. I'm currently have been working on reforming the process and introducing some legislation. In my career, I currently oversee 7 buildings and 9 programs and have about $6 million in budgets that I manage in part. So I have some experience in budgets.
Teresa, will you repeat the question next for Naeem Sabani? Mm-hmm.
One of the primary council roles is passing the city budget. What experience do you have with managing budgets?
Thank you, Teresa. I had the opportunity to be a part of one budget process with the city. This was this last July, a few months after my appointment. And in addition to that, I have been managing successfully a for-profit small business with 22 employees for the last 7 years.
Robin Brink.
The only experience I have with budgeting is when I worked for Swanson's when their furniture store is open as assistant manager to budget where we can allow sales to local individuals and residents.
Leif Albertson.
I have both training and experience. I do have a management degree. I've taken accounting classes within the city. The last 4 years I've been involved in the budget process, and I think I've been pretty involved outside the city. I manage a $10 million budget for YKHC, approximately 40 clinics. I like numbers. I like spreadsheets.
Mark Springer.
Yeah, I've worked on, I guess now, 5 city budgets. I've also written and managed budgets for City of Bay and for organizations that I've worked for, department budgets here in Bethel.
Christine Trudeau will ask the next question first for Naeem Sabani.
The city has several job openings. What experience do you have in hiring and managing personnel?
Again, I've managed a small business with 22 employees for 7 years. Although that's not as that doesn't go to the extent of running a city. It does give some insight on what it means to have employees and to manage them.
Mitchell Forbes.
Some of my
college days, I was a student worker for the University Events Department. I think the largest crew that I managed was 75 or 100 students. But I have experience working on different recruiting projects, both in my college days, but also my professional career, to work to fill some of those harder to fill positions.
Dave Haverson.
Again, I would say both training and experience, in addition to the city, where we've gone through some serious hiring process for the city manager. When I worked at YK, I had 150 positions under me, and I have a lot of experience with that, hiring and firing.
Christine, will you repeat the question next for Rod and Brink?
The city has several job openings. What experience do you have in hiring and managing personnel?
I've worked 3 years as assistant manager with a few people underneath me, including with electronics, and that's as close as I have been in charge of employees.
Richard Robb.
Well, I currently work as a director of residential services at YKHC. I manage six sites, 9 different programs, 90 direct and indirect employees, 6 part-time employees, and we've been over 90% full for over 4 years, so I have some experience in hiring employees, recruitment, and retention.
Mark Springer.
The city council has 3 employees, the city manager, the city attorney, the city clerk. As far as I know, none of them are going anywhere. Hiring decisions for the rest of the city go through our human resources department and department heads or the city manager. So the council doesn't really have any responsibility on employing or evaluating any positions other than those 3.
Farrell Williams.
I guess my biggest experience comes from being a supervisor for the state of Alaska. I was a supervisor for 2 years. I hired social workers for the state, supervised those workers, and understood what it took to hire and train good workers and keep good workers employed. So I would use that expertise to help the city any way I can to fill those positions. And also as a small business owner for 12 years, I hired people also.
Kelly Lincoln from the Delta Discovery will ask the next question, first for Richard Robb.
If Bethel was gifted $1 million, how would you spend it?
I don't know that I would just flat out spend it. We'd look at investments or perhaps tax rebates. If we would spend it, we need a plan. We need capital plans moving forward, not haphazard spending.
Mitchell Forbes.
I agree with Mr. Robb and city creating a long-term plan for capital projects. But I would, if I was just to prioritize a project, I would say the piping in housing needs to be replaced.
Rod and Brink.
I agree with Mr. Forbes on replacing the piping in the. Not only housing, but also city sub, along with maybe working on the city trucks to be more manageable and more efficient for the water and sewer delivery.
Kelly, would you repeat the question next for Naeem Shabani?
If Bethel was gifted $1 million, how would you spend it?
I would apply it to our capital projects list and start prioritizing, whatever is the top priority in relation to time, I'd probably just spend it right there.
Mark Springer.
Well, my grandkids would kill me if I didn't say invested in the Kasaili playground, and probably invest some of it in teen center or youth activities.
Leif Albertson.
So we do have a capital budget priority list. What I would do if we got gifted $1 million is I would talk to our grant manager and I would talk to our administration to see how we could leverage that funds and see if we could find matching opportunities to see where we get the biggest bang for our buck on the capital budget priority list. I always lean towards water sewer infrastructure.
Thor Williams.
I would take half that money and look at purchasing rock to fix our roads so that we add better infrastructure so our vehicles don't get pounded to death every time we leave our homes. And then I would take the other half of that money and look at improving the parks for our children within their own subdivision so they had a safe place to play and have a place that they could call their own.
Teresa Casarolos, will you please ask your question first for Mark Springer?
Mark, of the other candidates running for council, who would you vote for other than yourself?
You know, I'm a firm believer in the sanctity of the voting booth.
Mitchell Forbes.
I think I'm going to fall in line with Mr. Springer, actually. I'm agreeing with what he's saying, not that I would vote for him or not vote for him, but I'll keep my votes to myself. Thank you.
Leif Haversen.
I'm an open book. So I'm actually really happy with the candidate panel that we have this year. I think we're going to have a good council no matter how this shakes out. I'd actually point at Mark Springer, someone that I would vote for. I think I'm glad that he was appointed on council. He's got some experience running cities, and I'm happy to have him here.
Naeem Shivani.
I too think that every candidate deserves a vote. If I had to choose one, I would go for Rick Robin.
Braden Brink.
If I had more than one vote, I would vote all of them in.
Thor Williams.
I would also, you know, be one of those people to say, I love the sanctity of the voter booth and the voters that cast their vote for whoever they feel is in the best interest of the community. It is up to a community issue, and to us up here as voters, that's up to us in our voting booth.
Richard Robb.
I'm going to keep my vote secret, but I will say that I think we have an excellent deal going in. I know each of these gentlemen at some level. Some I've known for many years. Some I don't know very well. But I think that we can work together. And as a council, one individual cannot do anything, but a council together can move things forward. And we need to understand that.
Christine Trudeau will ask the next question first for Broad and Brink.
How much time are you able to put towards serving on council, researching and reading materials, and attending council and committee meetings?
I currently only have a fiance, so I don't have a family to keep me occupied. I will be attending as much as I can. I do have schooling I'm going through, getting my associate's and my bachelor's degree, so majority would be at least, you know, I'll miss maybe 2-3 meetings of the year.
Leif Haversen.
I ask anyone that knows me, I spend a tremendous amount of time on city business. I would say that the Finance Committee has been one of the busiest committees that in the last year. I think our budget process has been a very long one. I make it to the meetings, I read the packets, I will continue to do that. Thank you.
Naeem Shivani.
Yes, being self-employed, I have the ability to somewhat reshape my schedule to conform to the activities that I'd like to do. And council is obviously one of them. In addition to that, I have a very supportive family. My wife is very supportive of me spending time on council.
Richard Robb.
Well, I'm just going to stand. I have demonstrated the commitment that I have spent numerous, numerous hours at council meetings. My attendance record has been reported on in the news, and it's always come out. I believe it's always come out first. And I've also, in my role as mayor and working for the last municipal league as a board of directors, I've spent about 2 to 3 weeks a year traveling on behalf of the city, and that's on my dime, not on the city's, but, you know, on my time. So that's been a tremendous time.
Thor Williams.
I have always looked at giving the time to this position to make it understood and that it is good that you do spend the time and that you're willing to spend the time and you have to spend the time to be a good council member to come up here and have knowledge and work on that and listen to everybody and talk to everybody who calls you at home. So, yes, I would spend the time to be a better council member.
Mark Williams. Springer, rather.
Yeah, I'm sorry, did I just get adopted? No, I think my commitment to the city has been shown in my time on the council, and I'll certainly continue to put it in.
Mr. Forbes.
I would be willing to put the time in for the meetings and the preparation, but that being said, if I am elected on the council, I want to look to see how we can make our council meetings more efficient and more publicly accessible. I don't think some of these meetings, they do not need to be running until 11:30 at night because the council decided to discuss endlessly on the introduction of ordinances and stuff like that. So I'd like to see how we can streamline our meetings. Thank you.
This concludes the question and answer section of this forum. Each candidate will have 1 minute to make closing statements. First, Leif Albertson, please begin.
Again, I'd just like to thank you for your time. I'm invested in the community. I put the time in, and to some extent at this point, after two consecutive terms, I need to stand on my record. I'd ask anyone out there that has questions for me to get in touch with me. I'm available. My number is 545-5510. Give me a call. I'm hoping that people do have the opportunity to vote, and hopefully I'll be up here to serve another 2 years. Thanks.
Thank you, Leif. Next, Mark Springer.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to get the KWAK and Adult Discovery and everybody who has kept the radio on. I appreciate the opportunity to seek public office again. I think some of the priorities that the city has have been talked about tonight. One that wasn't mentioned that I think is important is for the City Council to maintain a good relationship with ONC, Bethel's federally recognized tribe. We have had that relationship in the past, and I think we can continue to have it. And again, I just want to emphasize that I think it's important that Bethel recognize that it's part of the region as a whole, and that things that happen here affect the communities that surround us, we need to continue to be a good host for people who come here from the villages who spend their money that our sales taxpayers, just like everybody else in Bethel. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Naeem Shivani.
I'd like to thank Delta Discovery and KYUK for hosting us tonight, everyone listening at home, and of course everyone here in the audience. I just want to say that I'm very confident with this group of candidates as a citizen, regardless of any combination of the six to be chosen. I think will be a great council for this year to come. So wish we could vote for everyone up here.
Thank you, Naeem. Rod and Brink.
In closing, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of all of you. KYUK and Delta Discovery, I appreciate the time you've given me to speak, and even if I'm not exactly knowledgeable on it, I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to a new year with all the city council members that will be elected, and I'm looking forward to being a more positive role model by working with this council in or out of it, and also looking forward to, trying to be the best role model I can to the youth that I work with since I was young. Thank you.
Thank you, Broughton. Richard Robb.
Yeah, thank you. I just like to say, I've been honored and humbled to serve up here for 8 years, been four times elected by the people, and I'd like to continue that. I'd like to continue to, work towards common sense, balanced budgets, economic development, support our way of life, support trapping, fishing, and hunting. I've gone on that. And I'd like to point out that in the future, we don't always know what the issues are. We don't always know what's going to be the hot topic. But I'd like, to say, consider me that I've demonstrated the work and the commitment to make our community a better place to live. I study the issues. I look for solutions and try to make informed decisions. And I believe I have the experience, knowledge, resiliency, agility to face known and unknown decisions in the future. Thank you. And my name is Richard Robb, and I'm running for re-election. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Thor Williams. Thank you, Thor. Mitchell Forbes.
I'd like to thank KYUK and Delta Discovery for the preparation that went into tonight's event. I'd like to thank my fellow candidates and everyone else that attended or listened to this. I'm from Bethel. I have a vested interest in the success of Bethel. I recently bought a home in Bethel. I work here. And so I want to see Bethel succeed, and I want to see how the city council can improve the quality of life in Bethel, whether that be through our water and sewer infrastructure, our roads, and other issues. And I think Bethel has a lot of challenges ahead of us, but I think anyone up here running for council can do a great job to help improve Bethel. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. We've come to the end of our 2017 Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. Thank you to our candidates for joining us. Thank you to our listeners, panelists, and to everyone who sent in questions. KYUK will rebroadcast this forum Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 12 noon. This candidate forum was produced by KYUK Radio, who is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KYUK's Board of Directors, management, or staff. We hope this forum helps you make your decision this election on Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm John Active. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.